It is the Triple R segment at 7, and this is the time we're going to try to give away one of our 12 Days of Christmas prizes. Welcome back to the Monsters in the Morning, Real Radio 104.1. This segment's brought to you by WeAreNotTheBanks.com. That's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. By the way, people are already on the line trying to win a prize. We're going to give prizes away as well, do a little trivia. We are not the banks. Brad Siebert, great guy, can help you get a loan if you're going to buy a new house. And if you want to refinance your home, he can help you with that as well. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. If you have great credit, he'll get you a great interest rate. If you've got poor credit, bumps on your credit, he can still get you that loan, clean up your credit for you. Also, jumbo loans and no income documentation loans. He does it all. WeAreNotTheBanks.com. NMLS ID number 1169. Equal housing opportunity. That's WeAreNotTheBanks.com. Thank you, man. All right, so I've got two names.
So a little clarification, because I don't know why we wanted to do it all at 7 o'clock. So there was a bunch of people that were calling, wanting to wait online, because they were trying to do this part.
Oh, they think they're going to win.
No.
Well, yeah, they don't understand that you're just saying the names now.
We're gonna read two names.
Yeah.
The first one of these names to call wins today. We are giving away to the person that calls in, the person that wins, our 12 Days of Christmas. We have 4 tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra on December the 17th for the person that the first one that calls in. Every day, someone's going to win a prize, a present, something, you know, for the 12 Days of Christmas. One of the presents is the Big Green Egg. We also have $100 to Twin Peaks. We also got, a getaway to St. Augustine. We've got tickets, yes, the tickets to see Bruce Springsteen. A bunch of cool stuff today if you are the winner. Okay, if you are either Roberto Manzo or John Riccobino.
Riccobino. These are good names. I know. These sound like fake names. Like, hey, I'm John Riccobino. How you doing?
Roberto Manzo or John Riccobino.
Hey, Roberto Manzo.
The first one to get through and get hold of Angel, okay? Give us a call, 407-916-1041.
Don't call right now.
Try your best to get in because that's how you win. One of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Angel's trying to tell you that we're doing trivia, so the lines are full for trivia. They have no way to call in right now.
It's me, Roberto Manzo. I'm going to do both.
They just got to keep trying. It's part of the game, man. Just keep it going.
Manzo never gives up. Manzo never gives up.
You've got until 10 o'clock, so just keep trying.
Manzo's calling.
All right.
He might be in.
If he calls first and the lines are full, and then
yeah, but they just keep trying. And when the line's clear, the first one through is the winner.
Keep trying. I don't care.
Yeah.
What's the other guy's name? John Riccatoni? What is it?
You got Roberto Manzo and John Riccoboni.
Oh, I thought it was John Riccatoni. I was like, I love Riccatoni's.
Boney. Yeah.
You've said that guy's last name seven different
ways. Yeah.
Okay, help me with this then.
Okay.
Riccoboni. Riccoboni.
Riccobone.
No, there's an I at the end.
Riccoboni.
Thank you. That's what I said. Riccoboni. John Riccoboni, Roberto Manzo. First one to get through, 407-916-1041, is going to win the prize. You've got till 10 o'clock, so spread the word. If you know any one of those guys, tell them they could be a winner today.
Hey, Riccoboni, call them monsters.
What prizes do we have in the prize pinata now for the people that are on the line to play trivia?
Today's prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. From packing to delivery, Cento Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience. You start the process by going to the website, centomoving.com. You put your information there, let them know when you're moving, how much you're moving, if it's a whole house or you just need to move part of your house or whatever. You put all those details in there. Felipe calls you and says, okay, let's talk about this move. So what do we got to do? We got to do this, this, and this, and this. This is how we're going to prep your home for the move. This is the crew that I'm sending out to you.
Yeah.
If you have any issues, you got anything going on, give me a call. Day of the move. Team shows up to move. He calls to check. Hey, are my guys there? Yes, they're here. They're doing everything that you said they're going to do. That's why I hire these guys. Everyone that's been working with Felipe has been there for a while. It's professional staff. It's a lot of fun to see them do their thing. Now, moving in itself is not a whole lot of fun, but when they're doing it, it seems fun. Start the process. CentoMoving.com. Cento Family Moving and Storage. Forget the stress and move with the best. Russ in today's prize pinata up first. We've got a pair of tickets to see Sal Valcano December the 4th at Hard Rock Live, Orlando.
Who's that?
Sal.
from, you know, the guy.
Is he playing with John Riccitoni?
I was about to say, these guys should go tour together.
Who is he? Is he a stand-up comic?
He's an impractical joker, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's where he became super famous, and then I don't know if he was a stand-up comedian before he started with those guys, or he's developed into a stand-up comedian afterwards, but gotcha. Now he does tours around, you know.
Where's he at? Where's he playing?
He's going to be at the Hard Rock Live, December the 4th.
That's always a great time, man. That's awesome.
Not a bad venue to do your stand-up gig.
Not at all.
Up next, we have, not related to the 12 Days of Christmas, but we do have a pair of tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra that goes to Christmas Ooh. Eve, the Best of TSO, and that's Saturday, December the 17th at the Amway Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Now, either Roberto Manzo or John Riccoboni, they're going to win four tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Neither one of those guys are on the line.
They got till 10 o'clock. You have till 10 o'clock to call, so if it's busy, keep trying. That's how you win. It's a game. That's how games work.
That's how it works.
Up next, we have four single-day tickets to the Central Florida International Auto Show 2022 at the Orange County Convention Center. Mm. It's going to be the North Concourse, taking place December the 2nd through December the 4th. More information at OrlandoAutoShow.com.
That's starting tomorrow. Are you going to go out there this weekend?
We're trying to get out there this weekend because it's going to be pretty cool. We got a bunch of really cool...
take pictures.
Yeah, a bunch of cool things that they're debuting. Mm. And I want to see if they have the Hyundai there. They're a hydrogen-powered Hyundai.
You can look at mine, dude. I'll be driving it tomorrow if you want to look at
it. It's hydrogen powered? Or it's, fart powered?
It is somewhat hydrogen fart powered, yeah.
And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata.
Thank you so much. 407-916-1041 is the phone number. Who do you want to take, Angel?
Amanda from Mineola.
Amanda, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, you just sound lovely, Amanda. We're doing great. Are you in the holiday season? It's the first day of December. Are you feeling Christmas yet?
Yes, it is officially Christmas for me because my birthday was yesterday, so Christmas can start.
Oh, wow. Well, happy birthday. It's also Carlos's anniversary today, isn't it, Carlos?
It is. Russ, thanks for remembering that. And happy birthday, my Sag. Well, thank you very much. Sagittarius time, Russ. Sagittarius time.
I know. All right, Amanda, I have a trivia question for you. This might be easy for you. You might just get it right away. And if you do, that's awesome. If you don't, you got several fellas here that have a good chance of getting it for you. So I think you're going to walk away a winner today, but we'll see. Good luck, Amanda. Spotify came out with a 2022 wrap-up of the year. And who do you think was the most streamed artist in the United States of America? What artist was the number one streamed artist in the U.S. according to Spotify?
I'm pretty sure it was Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny was in third place. So that's not a bad guess. You're in the top five, but it's not Bad Bunny. Who do you want to help? You've got Angel, Carlos, or Ryan Holmes.
Also with Angel.
Angel Rivera, of course, he does the countdown every Friday. He also does What the Hell's Angel Listening To. He's tuned in to what's going on. Angel, Spotify did the wrap-up of the 2022. Who do you think is the number one streamed artist in the U.S. this year?
I'm genuinely at a loss because I saw plenty of headlines that said Bad Bunny was the Spotify number one.
He was the number one most streamed globally, so you guys are right about that. But in the U.S., I've said it's in the U.S. of A. Who was number one? You know what I'm gonna do? I like her, and I like you. I'm gonna give you the top. I'm gonna give you five. I'm not in order. You tell me who you think was number one. Okay, we're gonna make this multiple choice.
All right.
So it's not Bad Bunny. He was number three. It could be Kanye West. It could be Taylor Swift. It could be Drake, or it could be The Weeknd. Who do you think is the number one stream for 2022?
Amanda, how do you feel about Taylor Swift?
I mean, I love Taylor Swift. She's my favorite, but I'm kind of nervous thinking that, because Drake, I feel like, gets so many streams.
It's my bias that I wouldn't pick Drake for anything. But I'm going to defer to you.
Is your answer Drake?
I don't don't want to pick Drake over Taylor Swift.
No, no, no. But again, I think you're on point here, though. You're. That's why it's amazing sometimes to collab with women, because they think of things that you're not thinking of. He's like, Drake wins everything.
Yeah, it's probably him over her.
It is Drake. Congratulations, Amanda. You got it right. 100%. And I would have taken Taylor Swift, too. Yeah. I would have thought Taylor Swift.
I tend not to pick Drake for anything. But, so that was and that's my own personal bias. That's why I'm saying.
I'm shocked because I can't tell you one Drake song. I don't hear anything. But that's not my circles, I guess. I hear everything about Taylor Swift.
He's got
Swift.
A number one album currently right now with him and 21 Savage.
I guess so. Yeah, Drake is the number one streamed artist in the United States of America. Number two is Taylor Swift. Number three, Bad Bunny. Number four, Yay. And then number five is The Weeknd. So, yeah, there you go.
Is that true? He's that highly streamed, Yay?
Yeah.
That is shocking, considering
everything else.
He hasn't even put out. Wow.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Amanda, you are the winner. We're going to put you on hold. Angel's going to find out what prize you want. Angel's also going to clear the lines. So if Roberto Manzo or John Riccoboni, if you're out there, you need to get hold of Angel, because that's the only way you're going
to
win your prize.
Are we going to talk to, like, if one of their friends calls and say, yo, I know John?
No, we got to talk to either John or Roberto.
All right.
We'll talk to Amanda. She's the queen for the day. When we come back, we'll get to know her a little bit. You're listening to the Mantras of the Morning. Hey, by the way, next Friday, we're going to be out at Orlando Harley-Davidson trying to get as many bikes as possible for underprivileged children. We'll be working with the Orlando City Foundation, and they're going to be passing those bikes out to children that need them, and you can help us get a bike. Bring it out to us next Friday between 6 o'clock in the morning and 1 o'clock. You can bring them by. All the bikes that are brought between 6 and 11, Ryan Holmes will do a push-up for every bike that is dropped off. And if he does that, I'm letting him out of the bed. He doesn't owe me the $500. He's free and clear. You just got to drop off a bike. And now we know that the bike can be in a box, because the people from Orlando Harley-Davidson said they'll put them together for him, which is very, very nice. Welcome back to the Monsters. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, all here today. And we have a queen on the line. We have someone who won in trivia, and it is Amanda, and she did really good, because even though you suggested Taylor Swift, and I would have said Taylor Swift too, Angel.
That's what I would have said too. I thought
I'm a Swiftie, yeah.
She was like, well, what about Drake? So that's a good call. So
about Drake?
You won it, Amanda. Congratulations. What prize did you take with you?
I took the Trans-Siberian Orchestra ticket.
Very nice. You're going to enjoy it. It's a great way to kick off the Christmas season, or put you in the mood. I've been into it several times before. How long have you been listening to the show, Amanda?
I've only been listening for about 3 months since I started my new job.
What's your new job?
I do instructional design for a company called Audio Enhancement. The company, our overall product is a speaker system for K-12 classrooms, but there's a lot more than that as well.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah, so you guys are the ones that, like, when you're a student, like, they pop in and they go, we're going to need Billy to come up to the office, and then they talk back. Is that it?
Yeah, they do the intercom systems as well, but it's also, like, when your teacher wears a microphone in the classroom, and then their voice is over the speakers.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Very cool.
Very cool.
How'd you find out about us? Like, I know you said you started a new job, but 3 months is maybe the most recent winner. Listener of Shortest Distance. How did you stumble across us?
Well, my dad has been listening for many, many years. And I ride with him to work most days.
Ah, there it is. Okay, cool. I was wondering about that because, just always wondered.
So if you've just been listening for 3 months, I'm really curious. So was it difficult at first to figure out what voice was who? And was that a hard transition? I've heard that from some people before. I'm curious with you. Was it like, who's who? Who's talking right now?
I'll make a comment about, like, one of you guys saying something, and then my dad has to chime in and be like, oh, no, that was, like, Carlos.
What was it? What made you think of that? What confused you? Because obviously you guys have said something. Do you remember something offhand? Because that's funny to me because we're so used to each other's voices. We could never confuse each other. But I listen to shows all the time where I can't tell you the people's names, but I know so much about them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, like, there aren't, like, specific situations, but, like, I definitely do that, like, a lot where I'm thinking it's someone else. And, like, even when we have, like, the YouTube video pulled up.
So you guys got to go to the tape. You got to go to the video to make sure who said what. That's funny.
You see? You see? Angel said it, not Carlos. Not Carlos.
And I talk like this.
Well, hey, Amanda, is that what you wanted to tell us about, or did you want to plug and promote something else? For since you're the winner, you can do whatever you want.
Well, I wanted to promote local bookstores. Specifically, there's a bookstore over, I guess it's technically Fern Park, called Bright Light Books.
Yeah.
And they're a used bookstore, and shopping local bookstores is so much better than going to any of the big chains. Like, it's so much cozier. But, like, especially, like, this used bookstore, they always have every single book that you need unless that book came out, like, 2 days ago. And it's just, like, amazing to be buying books that other people, like, they didn't need them on their shelves anymore. So, like, you're not just going and buying a book that's being mass printed. Like, you're not contributing to, like, extra waste, basically.
Right. Very good. All right. Well, listen, I hope you have a great holiday. I really hope you enjoy the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It is awesome. And we appreciate you listening for 3 months. Keep it going, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You have a great holiday. Thank you so much. Angel, so when you...
check it out. Bright Light Books, Fern Park Store. Their largest store. Extensive collection of books, videos, music across more than 400 categories, including thousands of DVDs and Blu-rays.
Very
pretty
nice.
Neat.
Hey, do you have another prize? We have other prizes in there, right?
We've got the car show tickets, and we've got Sal Valcano.
Okay, all right. Here's what we're gonna do. I understand you have a winner on the line, and we also might have the other guy called up at like 10 seconds afterwards. So we'll give them both a prize. But you know, one from the prize pinata and the main prize. So who is it that we have?
Who do you want to talk to first?
Whoever you picked up first.
I don't. I'm just going to take them in order. What's that?
Rob. What's the?
You got
Roberto.
Roberto Manzo.
Yeah. All right. Here's Roberto.
Roberto, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
Congratulations, buddy. You won one of the 12 days of Christmas. You are going to get 4 tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and it's going to be December the 17th. Congratulations. Thank you for entering the contest. Was it easy to enter the contest?
Oh, absolutely. I actually entered yesterday all my entries.
Very good. And then,
hell yeah, dude. Thank you.
And then you were listening this morning to see if your name was read, correct?
Guys, I start my day with you guys every single morning. Every single
Thank
morning,
you.
6 a.m., I'm wide awake with you guys.
And Roberto, how long have you been listening to the show?
Actually, about since 2009 when I graduated high school.
Very nice, man. That's a...
Wow, man.
Since high school.
Hell yeah, I love it. What do you do now?
I'm actually a delivery driver for a company that delivers printers for vinyl... lettering, shirt, stuff like that.
I love that. I don't know why. Even way back when I had my party rental company, I love those companies that do those vinyl letters and stuff because there's a lot of art attached to
it.
What
do you mean? What do you mean?
You know, the vinyl letters. Back when I had my party rental company, I would we would get vinyl lettering put on not just our trucks, but on a bunch of other things that we would do.
Like a sticker, kind of like a wrap deal. Oh, yeah, those are cool.
But there's a lot of art involved in it. So, well, Roberto, congratulations. Thanks for playing along. And just so you know, you were just seconds before our other guy, but we're going to give him a prize as well. So let's put Roberto online, and let's talk to John... Riccoboni. John Riccoboni. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. It's John Riccoboni.
Riccoboni.
You better get it right here. Come on.
You know what? We have some prizes in the prize pinata. We're going to give you one of those. Did you, obviously, you entered yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. It entered yesterday when I heard it. And same thing as Roberto. I listen to you guys every day. So I had about three people calling me and texting me, hey, you need to call the radio station. I'm like, I'm trying.
That is awesome.
The lines were full. It was a problem.
How long you been listening, buddy?
Better part of a decade at least. Probably, I don't know, 11, 12 years, something like that.
Would have given him the prize. Would have given him the prize.
That is great, man. We're going to give him a prize. I'm going to throw something at you.
I would have given him another prize.
I'm going to give you one of these prizes.
If he would have said, I've been listening after the war, I would have given him a prize.
I know.
Oh, after the war.
Damn.
We got to play that song. Can we play a song here in a second?
Yeah.
We'll play the song after the war.
He feels bad. John feels bad because he knows. I wanted to say, though,
I've been talking to Angel a little bit, too. I'm a musician as well. My last name, Riccaboni, R-I-C-C-A-B-O-N-I. I'm on most of the streaming platforms, Spotify, iHeart, and most of my stuff you probably couldn't use for Rejoin, but there's some instrumentals and stuff on there. So,
John, send me some
Angel,
stuff, man.
Check it out.
Yeah. Send me the link or something. Yeah.
And if you do a song where it compliments us.
I did it probably about a year and a half ago, but that was before you guys started doing the local stuff. So.
Okay, yeah. Hit me up again, brother.
And actually, Angel kind of he just started doing that for the past month or so, whatever. But
we're building up a database of it. And again, I'll put the all call out again. If you're a local musician, local artist, and you've got some music out there, send me the link or send me the music. We're building up this database to start incorporating, especially for 2023, wanting to start showing some love and incorporating the musicians and the bands and all the artists here in the greater Central Florida area for rejoins and stuff.
Yeah, we have a special thing we're putting together next year. We might have some of those bands, come out and get a little attention, get a little bit of love. But, hey, John, thank you for listening, man. Thank you for participating. You're going to get one of the prizes in the prize pinata. And nothing but love, man. Have a great holiday, okay?
Hey, thank you. You too. If anyone wants to hear my music, RICCABONI on most streaming platforms. Thank you.
You
very
got
much,
a song
guys.
Called Lit?
Yep, and Running. Those are my two tracks that are out. I got instrumentals for each of them, stuff like that, but I'm hoping to release more music early next year.
Hell yeah, dude. Keep going.
And I said Riccaboni, but it's Riccaboni.
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 That's a good name.
Riccaboni. Yeah, that's good, especially like for guitarists because they seem
Japanese?
To have this last name. What is it, the other guy?
Bonamassa.
Bonamassa.
Yeah.
You know, these are guitarist names.
All right, buddy. Hey, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you calling and playing along. We appreciate it. So listen, if you want to win one of the prizes like these guys did, all you got to do is go to realradio.fm, click on the little, you'll see it right there. It says 12 Days of Christmas, and tomorrow we'll pick somebody. You give us a call. If you give us a call, you'll get the prize. And then we wanted to play, someone asked about this song yesterday, and then we played it once. It's Before the War. So this is about getting a prize from the prize pinata. This is our good friends, Nova Scotia, and they wrote this song for us. It's Before the War.
When I was a kid back in 33, I didn't know what radio could be. While all the other kids liked the swinging bands, I had no idea I'd be a monster fan. Now this was all before the war. Since before the war, back when you started in 84, the show's much better than it was before. And I know, cause I've been listening since before the war. I've been listening since before the war, back when you started in 94. The show's much better than it was before. And I know, cause I've been listening since before the war. Oh, I know, cause I've been listening since before the war.
Radio 104.1. All
You want to get some Majestic Monster whiskey to give to somebody you love in the family, go to monsters.fm and it shows you all the places you can get it, or you can order it on our website and we will ship it anywhere in the world where it's legal. Monsters.fm. And while you're there, register to win one of our 12-day of Christmas prizes. We just gave one away, and then we also just gave one to the other person just to be nice because it's the holidays and we're in a good mood. So go to monsters.fm and register right there at monsters.fm. And remember, there's ways for you to get more than one entry. If you click on, to make it super simple, click on, like, follow Angel on Instagram or Ryan on Instagram. I'm the only one that did a Twitter one. Everybody else did Instagram. But you can follow me on Twitter and get 50 points. It's really cool the way they do it, and it's up at monsters.fm. What's up? I'm Russ with Angel and Carlos and Ryan. I will tell you that I went back and forth of whether I wanted to watch this thing or not, and then I'm like, I'll watch first 10 minutes and see what I think about it. And because, we were pretty much ate up with it here in Orlando when it was happening, many, many years ago, 15 years ago, I think. And that was the Casey Anthony. There's a new documentary. It's a Casey Anthony documentary.
Yeah.
It's on Peacock. It's called Where the Truth Lies. Get it? Where the Truth Lies. Obviously known for her great lies. And I got to tell you, man, and as I'm watching it, I am very aware, I'm very aware of myself, and I'm very aware that I'm easily swayed. Easily bamboozled, I'm easily swayed, I believe people when I shouldn't believe people.
It's called gullible, Russ.
That's, there you go, gullible, whatever. But I will tell you, I'm just, I was fighting this because I wanted to not think this way. I wanted to think, oh yeah, I can see every lie that she's doing, I can see everything. But I gotta tell you, man, when I watch this thing, now obviously she's not a great person. She doesn't come off as super likable at all. Okay, and we all remember the case. It was her daughter ends up dead, and she says she didn't do it. She also was not convicted of killing her daughter. And she says now she's telling the truth. Now she's lied about so much.
Did you watch the whole thing, Russ?
I watched the entire
series.
I was going to watch the first 10 minutes of it, yeah. And then I ended up watching all three episodes. And I'm just telling you, by the end, when I watched the end of it, it really does. I mean, they make it look like it was the father so much. This documentary, all documentaries can be skewed to make you think whatever, they want you to think, But, sure. Man, they show a bunch of what they consider evidence of why.
So is it basically helping Casey? Is this a whole thing that basically helps her?
But the thing is, was it's independent.
It's independent.
Producer.
And they talk it. The very first thing they say is, listen, we can ask you anything, and why would you say you would want to do this? Because we're not going to go light on you. And they don't. But here's the thing. A really master manipulator would just say, oh yeah, all of those were lies, but this one thing isn't, and I know you don't believe me because you caught me lying, but I'm telling you, this is, and when she does it, and then she goes into detail of what she says, allegedly, let me say, about her dad molesting her, and she goes into detail about it, and then they bring on other scientists, not a scientist, but other psychologists that say, yeah, she's not a psychopath. She like she was molested, and the reason she lies a lot is because that's how she learned as a child. I mean, they've got three or four psychologists that are notable that back her up and say, yeah, this was because of her father. And then they go back and they show the things that the father did that I didn't know about. During the whole thing, he got this brand new boat he got from a bunch of money that people were donating to try to find Kaylee. Brand new boat. He puts all this stuff on the side about, a call for Kaylee, and I'm going to go look for other missing children. And they show him in this beautiful boat going off. And there's a lot of things that they show. Like, I guess during the funeral, he starts going into detail about how he misses his little granddaughter and the smell of her sweat and all this stuff. And the way they show it, it makes it, after she's telling the story about being molested, it does make it look really creepy. When you watch it, tell me if you guys think the same thing. I'm like, I wanted to hate her, right? Like, I've always disliked her. I've always thought she killed her daughter.
Yeah.
But when you watch this, they really skew it to like she might have been just the victim, and there is a possibility that, I mean, the way they frame this is that the father killed Kaylee, molesting her, and told Casey to cover it up. That's
what Baez said in his opening statement, right? Essentially, yeah. He said, look, he did this, you know, allegedly or whatever, and that was it. And then he never went back to it, if I remember correctly.
Well, somebody just said on the Texas service, why didn't they say that on the trial? They did. They show them presenting that in the trial.
Opening statement.
I don't know if it was opening statement. I don't know when it was, but they show where.
Yeah, but he never, and that's Carlos's point. Then they never go back to it.
They never went back.
And that was the quote unquote brilliant part of it, was that was the big fish out there, and then they never had, because he didn't have to prove that. He just had to put it out there, and then it played into it all.
There was another unbelievable part of it, too, with Casey Anthony, because she claims that the dad was holding the dead child, and said, don't worry, she'll be okay. So for 31 days, well, dad kept telling me she'd be okay, so I believed him. That is really far-fetched. That part is really hard to believe. But if she's an actress, she's a damn good actress.
She's not an actress. That's dismissive to call her an actress. This is a woman that was on trial for her life.
Yeah.
And got off. And say whatever you want to say with her attorney and everything, but yeah. She also gave off that appearance in court that made people believe that what she was telling was there's some plausibility there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a level of, like, all right, so she fooled the jury to some people, right?
Yeah.
Why couldn't she fool a TV production?
Yeah, I don't know.
But with something like this, did she answer this? Why not take the stand? Why not take the stand on your own trial? If you are this innocent, if you have this much background, and you are this innocent, then you take the stand. That's the biggest thing to me. Why not take the stand?
Well, you save that for the appeal if you need it.
Yeah. And she says, and they ask her, why are you doing this now? You've got your own life. Because she basically, down in South Florida, she works with an attorney, one of her attorneys, and they're like family, and she seems to be happy enough, because she wants to set the record straight. And I am mad at myself for believing the documentary I saw. I'll be honest. I'm like, Russ, come on. But when you go back and watch it, a lot of the things they say are very plausible. And
here's the thing.
Even the police officers said that they don't trust the father because of many different reasons. What?
It's that blame thing, I guess, is what's kind of tough, right?
Yeah.
But first and foremost, like you said, I can't imagine a scenario where I would be cool not seeing my kid for 30 days.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So there's just nothing that anyone could say to me. Not even my parents.
Not even your dad.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So that's tough.
Here's the thing. Okay, with that point, real quick, because we'll go to at that point, what she said was, for so many years, her father was abusing her, and she, Stockholm syndrome, she was trained to listen to her dad about don't tell mom, don't do this, because he abused her so much. That's her argument for that, which I don't know that I believe that either, Angel. So I agree.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people who have been in abuse like situations, they don't act like normal people. That's just a fact. So she's either been abused and something's gone on, or she did a lot of study on how this works, because she's not wrong and far off on a lot of it.
Yeah,
and the way that she asked.
But here's the beauty of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, so for the last however many years, she's been getting to work in the law firm.
Mm-hmm.
She's had access to all this material.
Mm-hmm.
She's been plotting and planning for this moment.
Yeah.
You know, for this day, she knew what she needed to do. She's seen what other celebrities that have crossed the line and seen how they messed up. And she's been there planning, waiting for this moment, waiting for this to happen. And then when it happened, she delivers the performance again.
Angel, I got to say, I don't want to believe her, and I don't like her. But when I watch this, I can't help but go, wow, there's some, because they do talk to three different counselors that were on with like Dr. Drew and all these other different people. And all these three different counselors said she's not a psychopath. She's not there's another thing that people
sociopath.
Mm. She's none of those things. She was an abused person, horribly abused, is what they say in the documentary. Now, once again, I'm mad at myself for even faking that she could be right, but boy, do they...
Aren't there interviews with the dad and mom, I thought?
There are.
There were some. Have you seen those before, Rob?
Yes, I have. And the dad and mom start arguing with each other and cussing each other out. And so Casey watches these for the first time on this thing.
Oh.
And she goes, see, that's what I lived with. And then the dad got into an accident and he had one of those things on his head.
A halo thing
on his head. And he starts saying, I want to apologize to my kids for everything I did to him. And the mom's like, what did you do to him? They know.
Oh.
I mean, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, but I mean, again, you're right. We can frame that however we want to frame that. And then you're George Anthony, and like how do you defend yourself against these claims? Like, you got to. But how?
You got to.
I know.
Get out in front of it. You do a Dr.
Well, no,
Phil.
He did.
I don't know.
He's already come out. He's furious. He's already made a public statement. Hey, I did not do these things that my daughter is saying.
And I don't want to believe Casey Anthony. I know that sounds stupid to say you believe the biggest liar in the world. Mm. But when you watch this documentary, man, she cries at the right times. She tells the story so in-depthly. And then they go to a counselor or a real psychiatrist, and like, yeah, she wouldn't be able to tell that story that way if she were lying. So I don't know, man. I didn't want to watch it, and I got stuck watching the whole three episodes, and I even went back to rewind some spots to go, wow, why do I feel that maybe she was the one who was abused?
That's the goal of the piece, right?
I guess.
It totally is because, again, look at how all of this is framed now, right? Because she does this. She wants to be able to go out. She wants to be able to be out in public. She wants to, because there was a time there where there was rumors that she was going to do a reality show with another controversial figure.
Yeah.
Whether it was OJ, whether it was all these people, some other guy, right?
Yeah.
And then on top of all that, then there's photographs of her partying with the guys from Steel Panther.
You're right.
Out there,
I'm embarrassed telling you that I believed her yesterday. I am. But I'm telling you that when I watch it, that's the way I felt. Someone just texted in and said, no one trusts the validity of Dr. Drew as a counselor. I didn't, let me clarify that. There was a counselor that was arguing with Dr. Drew, and the counselor was saying, no, we gave her the tests. She's not a psychopath. She's not a sociopath. And Dr. Drew was arguing with this guy going, well, I haven't done the test, but she just clearly, all the lies, she seems like it. And there are three different notable counselors that say she was an abused person.
And that's the thing, Russ. There would be three other notable counselors that they could find.
They'll go against it, yeah.
Say she is because, like, it's a relative preferential thing when they diagnose. Yeah. It's not like a 100% blood diagnosis. Oh, we have a sociopath, at this point, at least.
Right.
And then we got interesting little tidbits like this being texted in, 77031. My brother's a forensic scientist for the FBI. They sent the trunk of her car up to them to be tested. There were traces of a decomposed body in the fibers of the trunk. I think she tried to clean it up and mess up the DNA, and the DNA even matched, but other factors affected it. My brother now does the testing, and even when DNA matches, they can almost never say anything's 100% for technical reasons. So at one point,
they claimed that
it was in her car.
Yes, here's what they addressed: that the father put the body in that car, and the father's the one that got rid of it. That's the story that Casey's going with.
I think it's both. I think he abused her, but I think she was in responsible for the death. I think, and then she aligned the stories.
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought that as well. Just so you know, I've always thought that she had everything to do with it. But when you watch this documentary, she's really convincing. I mean, it makes me mad that. And look, I started this by telling you guys I am gullible, so I'm not the. You know, you watch it for yourself and you tell me what you think. But she sold me, and I didn't want her to sell me. I can't stand her. And then I'm watching it, going, okay, she's not a great person, but she does go through and explain. Yep, I lied here. The reason I lied is because I did work at Universal for a little while. It's the first place I can think of. And then she drives into the parking lot and shows where she took the cops. They also at the end. She drives to her parents' house and stops the car and starts explaining, you know, how she lied about she basically explains all of her lies, but then says the one thing I didn't lie about was knowing how
she's had like a decade to prepare for this.
I agree with you. I want to be on your side. I don't want to be I don't want to be the guy saying I believed her on this documentary, but I got to tell you, when I watched it, I did.
She did it everything right. Like, if she did methodically plan this out,
yeah,
then she did everything right. But if she's also telling the truth, then it's all right. So it is a very sociopathic kind of way of looking at it. But I wonder how much they paid her. Did they talk about anything?
Yes, I saw. They didn't pay her for the documentary, but they paid her $200,000, allegedly, for from what I saw, $200,000 for some pictures of Kayla.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
Are you sure that was for this one? Because that was what happened before, and that's what she got in trouble for.
It's something that I saw. Okay. I read some article about it afterwards. So yeah, I guess it was for this one because there were some new photos of Kaylee you'd never seen before and some other video. Look, if you were enthralled with the whole case and you were like convinced one way, you can watch us and make a decision for yourself. I want to be where Angel is right now and go, oh man, there's no way, you know.
But I don't, not that there's no way. I find it, her dad being a convenient victim in this.
They really make him look bad. Yeah. They really,
and I
never viewed him as bad before, and they make him look bad.
And I don't know how you defend yourself against this kind of accusation. I don't know what you can do.
Yeah, and they pulled all these little segments, all these little clips of things that he said and make him look horrible. But I didn't want to watch it, and I did, and I want to see what everybody else thought. If anyone else watched it, it's on Peacock. I'm sorry. It's on Peacock right now if you want to dive into that. When we come back, it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters in the Morning.